Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green.
And I'm Sammy Mack.
For the next 2 weeks, you're going to be hearing stories in our series, Young Survivors, The Unspoken Trauma of Gun Violence. Gunshot wounds are the second leading cause of death for children and teenagers in the United States and in Florida. But most kids who get shot survive.
Over the past 10 years, more than 850 children and teenagers with gunshot wounds were rushed to the Ryder Trauma Center at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami. Their odds of surviving if they make it there are close to 90%.
Which made us wonder, what happens to a child or teenager who survives after being shot?
I couldn't walk fully straight up right away. I had a scar above my eyebrow from my stitches. I didn't want to look like what I had just gone through.
My dark place is like, I stopped doing everything. Sometimes I even stopped taking showers. I stopped eating. I stopped leaving the room, period.
That was Maya Passmore and Aaron Willis. Maya is 30 years old now, and she was shot when she was 16. Aaron was left paraplegic after being shot in the spine 4 years ago. He was a freshman in high school when it happened.
What they both have in common is that they also carry scars you can't see from those experiences. As they healed from their physical wounds, both of them say their battle was mental. And anecdotally, we know they're not alone. But here's the thing, no one is tracking what happens in the long term to South Florida's young gunshot victims. Dr. Sandro Galea is dean of the Boston University School of Public Health, and he's on the very short list of researchers who study the impact of gun violence. Galea recently published a study showing that 99% of us will, at some point in our lives, know someone who has been shot.
We don't know very much about the mental health burden of gun violence. We don't know very much about the consequences of gun violence for those who are not themselves directly affected by gun violence. We do not know the consequences for communities and community well-being.
What little research there is shows that kids who survive gun violence are at risk of developing depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder.
To find out more about what it means for children and teenagers to survive gun violence, we spent months talking to survivors, their families, and the communities around them.
We reported this series with Rowan Moore Garrity. He covers education here at WLRN, and he spoke with educators like ninth grade English teacher Tan Mitchell about how the impact of gun violence ripples through the classroom.
I've polled the classroom and said, how many of you have lost someone to gun violence? The majority of the class, that's ridiculous. I'm not even sure if half the time I'm reaching them. All I know is I gotta try.
We also meet a family who left Miami partly to get away from gun violence, but whose lives are still connected to their old neighborhood. Here's Carmen Gonzalez, who grew up in Liberty City.
What am I gonna do? Not go see my auntie? She lives on 61st Street and 14th Avenue right now. What am I gonna do? Auntie, I can't come to your house because I'm reformed and I'm not coming to the hood no more. Hell no, I'm going to my auntie's house. And it's crazy because ain't no telling what's gonna happen when you get over there. It's just stupid. It's stupid.
During this series, we'll also bring you into the trauma center, where a team of people like trauma nurse Louis DeRosa work to give gunshot victims their best chance at survival.
And then you go home to your kids, your wife and kids, and you're like, and you know, she asks you, hey, how was your day? I don't want to tell her the truth. I just say, you know, it was good. It was fine. It was a good shift. Can't say, oh, you know, I took care of a 13-month-old because, you know, there was a drive-by and his grandfather was holding him and he got shot in the head.
And we hear from the other survivors, the parents, friends, and family members, like LaKayla Limus, a college freshman. Four of her friends were shot and killed during her last 2 years of high school.
Most of them didn't get a chance to walk across the stage, didn't get the chance to graduate high school, give their mother that satisfaction, you know. On that day of graduation, it was me and them.
You'll be hearing these stories on air over the next couple of weeks. I'm Nadege Green.
I'm Sammy Mack, and this is WLRN News.
Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.